Welcome to the Lunar Return podcast, where I'll talk about everything, astrology, wellness, relationships, and healing. My name is Josie, and I'm excited you're listening. And in this episode, I will inspire you to continue your path of healing and growth. Let's begin. Today, I would like to talk about a planet that has a very special place in my heart, and that is the moon. You probably guessed it. And technically, the moon is not a planet. The sun and the moon are stars, but in astrology, we refer to the sun and the moon as planets. So you will often hear me refer to the sun and moon as planets as well. Today, we are diving deep into the significance of the moon and why she is so important to me, but also important to or in our connection, and that connection to the universe and the connection to the self. But first, let me take you back to when I was 13 years old. So when I first got into astrology, I had no idea that it would become such a healing factor in my life. At the age of 13, I read weekly horoscopes in the back of a magazine that my sister was subscribed to. And I loved reading them, but of course I had no idea about the complexity of astrology. And when I was that young, I didn't grow up with family that had any interest in professional astrology. And like I mentioned in my first episode, astrology was seen as something very kind of like weird and foreign, and it was just like something kind of woo-woo, I guess. So a few years later, I found a blog about astrology, and yeah, that was the moment that it really grabbed my attention again. And I think it was also that moment that I kind of became obsessed with it. And I started to read more and more books about my sun sign. And later I found a blog that focused on the houses and the planets. And at first I was very overwhelmed when I realized how complex and I guess multidimensional astrology actually was. There was just a whole world outside of the weekly horoscopes that I read and all the sun signs that I knew. And it was and is, it is still so fun exploring what that world has to offer. So yeah, I went into astrology not knowing and understanding what astrology actually really was, like a lot of us, I think. So I remember going to bed, reading about astrology until like early in the morning, or like when I went to bed, I would, you know, stay awake very long to read about this placement and this placement. And then when I woke up in the morning, it was like the first thing that I opened on my phone. So yeah, my fascination, you know, it kind of beat the overwhelm, and I started to take it more seriously too. So when I first discovered my birth chart, a lot of things fell into place, and I've talked about this more often. The way I am or how I was just really started to make sense when I started to uncover my birth chart part by part, placement by placement. And personally, that was something that I've always struggled with. That was that, you know, self-perception, and studying astrology gave me more self-acceptance and confidence. It gave me more of that than anything has ever given to me. So I didn't need anyone to tell me what or who I was anymore, because now I knew. And I really thank the planets for that. They played a major role and my self-confidence and my self-acceptance. And I felt a relief and a stronger sense of self because I, you know, everything that I read in my chart made complete sense to me. The good stuff, but also the complicated stuff, because I think we have to look at both always. You know, the complicated stuff is usually what makes us pretty interesting and, yeah, interesting and deep spirits. I don't know how else to describe it. So when we think about healing and astrology mixed together, the first thing you probably think about is a full moon gathering. And, you know, all around the world, we've celebrated the moon and our healing powers. Maybe not so much in, you know, the Western countries, because we are usually more focused on Western side of, you know, medicine, and that doesn't involve the moon. But yeah, fortunately, we see that rising, and we see more and more healing circles and moon gatherings. But yeah, for example, the moon bathing was an ancient Indian practice that involved going outside and just standing or laying under the moonlight and, you know, bathing in the water. So you kind of bathe in the full moon water, which I think is just so beautiful. Yeah, and they believed, and I also believe, that that would help healing the body. And in China and in other Asian countries, they celebrate the moon during the moon festival, also known as the Mid-Autumn Festival. And on this special day, families come together to worship the full moon and thank her for her harvest. They also bake moon cookies, which, or it is in moon cake, but moon cookies or moon cake, which I think is so wholesome, and I really want to try one someday. Yeah, so all over the world, they have been, you know, celebrating the moon for so many years. Yeah, and the moon was and is still worshipped in different ancient cultures. Yeah, and in astrology, the moon, you know, rules emotions, the divine feminine and the mother. And in Native American culture, some natives call the moon Grandmother Moon because she holds so much wisdom. So yeah, that's not for nothing. And yeah, I love reading about these stories. Sometimes when I try to research it, it's really hard to find moon rituals all over the world, or older moon rituals. It's pretty hard to really, you know, tell what's real and what's, you know, made up, to kind of like romanticize the moon a little bit. But yeah, worshipping the moon, healing with the moon, it has been done for years and years and years, thousands of years. So why is the moon so healing? So whether you are aware of it or not, the moon brings us what we need to, you know, let go of. It brings us what we need to feel. And whether that is the awareness or the energy you should use on a creative project, or the awareness of negative or positive beliefs or thoughts that no longer serve you, she can bring you anything if you dare to listen and just, you know, slow down a little bit. And as you know, the moon is responsible for the tides, and I believe she is also responsible for our emotions in some way, because when the moon is full...
Hey, are you a coach or a teacher? Or do you want to have clients that would love to know more about astrology? Or maybe you're in a point in your life where you want to learn astrology in a correct way? I am currently offering a 6-week program where we dive into everything you want to learn together. I will make a 6-week plan to teach you everything you want to teach your clients or students so you don't have to study astrology for hours and hours. I'll give you all the tools you need, so if this sounds amazing to you, you can send me a DM or an email and we can schedule a free call to see if this is something that will help you or your business. I'm so excited to talk to you. Let's talk soon.
We can all collectively feel more tense. We feel more emotional or sensitive. And it is not a coincidence that there are more accidents on and around the full moon. More babies are born around the full moon. So if we all become more aware of, you know, the energy the moon can bring, we could all benefit so much. And this is because we would take more time to listen to our feelings and would let go of negative energy around the full moons. And even though, you know, the moon and astrology generally are becoming more popular, a lot of people still live without the awareness and miss out on the opportunity to live a more peaceful life, because I think that's what she really brings. She brings more balance and more peace. If you live with these cycles of the full moon, or like the moon in general, but if you practice rituals during the full moon, or, you know, you don't even have to practice rituals, if you just slow down and take a moment to yourself and breathe, like, what is it that I need? What is it that I feel? What is it that I need to let go of? That will benefit not only you, but also your relationships. So, yeah, it's such a beautiful thing. And, yeah, I don't think you have to understand or even really believe in astrology to work with the moon. I think you can just experience what kind of effect the moon phases have on you. It is truly all about becoming more conscious. I always tell people that the most important factor in healing is becoming conscious, because when you are becoming more aware of your bodily reactions, your thoughts, your feelings, your emotional needs, this is where and when healing truly can begin. It's when you honor the yin energy, you'll start to really listen to your body and spirit. And since the moon rules your emotions, our emotional needs and intuition, you know, working with the moon can be a great start of a spiritual awakening even. And, you know, a start to living a more balanced and happy life. And I also really want to say that if you want to work with the moon, I really want to emphasize that you really, really do not need to buy things. You do not need crystals. You do not need smoke wands or expensive essential oils. And even though these things are amazing tools that can support you during a ritual or a meditation, they are not essential. You do not need them. And all we need when working with the moon is the ability to go within. And we can all do that. And when we allow ourselves to go deeper by really sitting with our emotions, you're already doing it. You're already working with the moon. Because whether she is full or hidden, she is always there helping you to connect to your intuition and to your emotions. So yeah, I personally have worked with the moon for many years and I really see the benefit of doing it. That's why I haven't stopped. Yeah, because it gives you a chance to really slow down and get in touch with what's going on around you and get in touch with yourself and your body and needs. And living with the moon is something I value so much because it has offered me so much knowledge about myself and about what I want in life and about my goals and, you know, everything. And it's really, really beautiful. So I want to continue this podcast talking about astrology and healing and bringing those subjects together, because I think you know, astrology is healing, and you can do it through astrology. And yeah, I just want to make it clear for everyone who is listening that astrology is not just about, you know, seeing if two people are meant to be together, which is a really fun thing to talk about, but I guess that's for another episode, but also for really deep healing. And I think when you work with astrology and you like to go really deep, you like to really understand yourself, and yeah, I think then you need to go to an astrologer who is experienced and who knows how to hold space and ask you the right questions. So, you know, I think astrology can really be used as an amazing healing tool. But I think you have to approach it a little bit careful. And I guess that's not just with astrology, but like with doctors and with therapists. And not to say that, you know, when you're an astrologer that you're a therapist, but I'm also talking about, you know, Reiki healers, about people who hold space in ceremonies. It's really important that you approach this, you know, with the right intention, but also make sure that the other people on the other side have the right intention and that they do it from their hearts. Because if they don't, you'll end up having a negative experience, and then maybe you will turn against it. And this can be a whole other topic, but I think, you know, the essential, what healing is essentially, is looking at yourself. And I don't think you need anyone for that. You don't need anything for that, no materials. When we're talking about, you know, healing the emotional wounds, of course, we need a therapist sometimes. We need some help. We need someone to help us get in touch with ourselves. But what I'm saying is, you don't need to shop and go from therapist to therapist. You don't need to do that. And sometimes it can be helpful. But again, it's very important that you approach this and be careful with who you go to. Yeah, I don't know, but I've just felt like sharing this and kind of emphasize the importance of, you know, finding the right healer for you if you're going to work with one. I think that is important. So yeah, for now I want to end this podcast, and I hope that you have learned a little bit today, and I wish you a beautiful day, whether you are going to sleep or driving to work or on your amazing walk in nature. I want to wish you a very amazing day, and I hope you keep listening. So yeah, I will talk to you next time. Bye everyone.